Chapter 1. Living in the Gap. If Christianity is true in its promise of a new life, then why don't I feel more new? The 1983 film Tender Mercies won Academy Awards for screenwriter Horton Foote and lead actor Robert Duvall. Duvall plays a once-famous but now washed-up country music singer-songwriter named Max Sledge, who is stringing dead-end jobs together and battling the bottle. A young widow named Rosa Lee and her little boy, Sonny, befriend Mac. Late in the movie, Mac and the boy both get baptized at the local church and are driving home in a pickup truck. Sonny says, "Well, we've done it, Mac. We're baptized." Mac, "Yeah, we are." Sonny, "Everybody said I was going to feel like a changed person. I guess I do feel a little different, but I don't feel a whole lot different. Do you?" Mac, "Not yet." Sonny, "You don't look any different." Sonny sits up to look at himself in the rearview mirror. "Do you think I look any different?" Mac, "Not yet." Not yet. What am I missing? This was the question I asked myself as I stood, deflated, in front of the list on the wall. It was Monday morning. My name was 3 slots lower than it had been the month before. Just yesterday, I had heard the preacher say, "The race is over. You are accepted. Your identity is not in what you do or have done, but in what Jesus does and has done. You can rest." That sounded like such good news. But here at the corporate bank where I worked, the race was far from over, and this week I was falling behind. Each month, the company would post a ranked list of everyone's performance, how much money we had earned the company year to date. No matter what the preacher said my value was, here it was by another measure, in black and white, posted on the wall for all to see. I was like one of those giant inflatable Gumby men you see at the used car lot. My heart would rise and fall depending on how many deals I had closed. When I was successful or applauded, my heart would swell. When I was criticized or failed at something, I would deflate in disappointment. I didn't want this list to bother me. I wanted to have peace, peace like a river. Hadn't Jesus promised, "Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water"? I read this and wanted to take Jesus at his word. But when I looked at my life, I wondered, rivers? Really? Maybe a trickle here and there on my best days, but I don't see any rivers flowing out of my life. Hadn't Jesus said, "I will give you rest"? Then why was I so restless? I felt like that man in the Gospel of Mark. Maybe you've read the story too. He was blind, and his friends brought him to Jesus. Jesus spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, and he asked him, "Do you see anything?" The man said, "I see people, but they look like trees walking." The man was no longer blind, but he could not yet see clearly. He was stuck. He was in between. This is the only partial healing in the Gospels. What happened? Was there a power shortage? Did the one who calmed the stormy seas with a word need a second chance? Did the one who raised the dead need a do-over? Or did Jesus intend this man to serve as a sort of living parable, to say it's possible to see, but not yet see clearly? I felt like that man, stuck. The Gap. What was wrong with me? Why wasn't the gospel doing its deep work in my heart? The gap loomed large between what the gospel said was true of me, I'm forgiven, accepted, and secure, and how I saw myself. There was a chasm between what I said I believed and what I was experiencing. I felt discouraged by my lack of spiritual progress and exhausted by my efforts. I had seen enough of Jesus to spoil my enjoyment of the world, but not enough to be content with Jesus alone. And I didn't know how to move forward. I became frustrated. Then,